has joined.
Hello. Good evening.
You're the first to arrive.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you have any questions?
Well, I have one, but it's a short one. Do you want to hear it?
Not yet.
Okay. We had really bad weather here today.
That's what Hannah was saying about her phone problem.
Yeah, we had, well, in Beaumont, which is 30 minutes away, we had 50-mile-an-hour winds, and it blew down a tree into somebody's house, and there's like about 8,600 people in our area without light.
And where did it come from? Because there wasn't a tropical storm anymore.
I think it was something moving through as kind of like a residual, something that was left over from the storm.
Okay.
But I could be wrong. But they also had hail, too. So wind, rain, and hail. You don't have any weather, bad weather up where you are?
We had it on Thursday.
Last Thursday.
Last Thursday, yeah. And we're waiting for, you know, I'm sure there's more coming, but that was the tropical storm that was turned into a hurricane that went up the coast from Florida,
yeah.
East coast of Florida, all the way up.
North Carolina, South Carolina, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
it went through Georgia, and it's got as far east as, as far west as Atlanta. We had like a monsoon for an hour. But that it was just an hour. It wasn't really long, but it was thundering and lightning and thin winds.
Did y'all lose electricity?
Some people did. Our building didn't, but they, literally it was, I was out because I had a doctor appointment that, on Thursday.
Right.
Was it Thursday? No, it was actually Monday of this week. So I had the doctor's appointment Monday, and I took the mobility bus to get there, and it was absolutely a gorgeous day with nothing, no cloud in the sky. And, I went into the doctor's appointment at 1:15 or 1:20, and I was out at 2:20. And when I came out, it was a monsoon.
Oh, my gosh.
And when the bus got me home at 3:20, it was gone. It was everything. It was back to being beautiful.
Wow.
It was really very strange.
Wow. Now, we've been having some very odd weather that would be like not normal. Like it'd be, like you said, a beautiful day, sun out, clouds, hot, and then all of a sudden it clouds over and gets gray and rains.
Yeah. It's 10 minutes, so it doesn't look like anybody wants to join us today. So go ahead and ask your question.
Oh, what I was going to ask you was, why does it happen that if you think about giving, tzedakah to, maybe a poor person or something like that, I've thought about things like that, and I've had poor people come up to me and say, can you spare some change or a dollar or whatever. I had one do that Sunday. I was getting some pickup drive-through, and a guy came up on a bicycle and he said, lady, can you give me a dollar? I said, well, yeah, I guess so. I gave him a dollar. And he went his merry way.
But I don't understand. What's your question?
Well, my question is, why does that happen? Do you think of it and that makes it happen? Or is it going to happen and you get the, kind of like the premonition that it's going to happen?
It's the purpose of a poor person is to allow a wealthy person to reach into his pocket and help him.
Okay.
So the poor person approaches you because he's trying to help you.
Well, I think it's a good thing. I always keep a few dollars tucked, like in the side pocket of my car. And
right.
Then that way, if I see someone and I know they need something, well, then I'll give it to them, And but I think it's kind of, to me, it's strange to be thinking about it and then it happens.
Well, that's all part of the process. That's normal. Because you're thinking about it is why it is the opening for that person to come to you. You're the one drawing him to you.
Well, that's a good thing. I guess he was poor. He had less than I did, so I was glad that I was able to give him what I had.
Understand.
And that was my question.
Okay. Well, let me start and we'll do another verse. From the Tomer Devorah.
Okay.
This is chapter 1, verse 3.
I'm going to mute.
You don't have to, there's just you. Wahareziah. Gadol me hakodem shehare lo yaseh hadam awon shelo yibarei mashchit kedit nan aover avera machat kone lo kategor echad vahare oto kayategor omed lifnei hakadosh baruch hu v'yomer piloni asani v'shem yichud kudsha baruch hu ishkin david hilu urchimu udhilu udhilu urchimu le'achda l'shem yud-hei b'vav-hei v'yichud Yeah, Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah. La'asok Torah Mitzvah. Vayihino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Penenei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Penenehu. Wahare Oto. Katador Omeid Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Weomer Peloni Asani Ve'en Beria Mitkayemet Ba'olam Ela B'Shivo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'achare HaMishchit Hazeh Omed Lefanav V'Amer Mitkayem Adin Noten Sheyomar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eini Zan Mashkitin Yelech Yetzel Mishe Asau Vayitparnes Mimenu Wechaya HaMishkit Yored Miyad Benotel Nishmato O Porto O Ne'enash Alav Kefi Ansho Ad She'it Batel HaMishkit Ahi Ve'en HaKodosh Baruch Hu Oseh Kein Ela No say Wisovel Hayayin Ukmo Shehu Zan Haolam Kulo Zan Umparnes Hamashkit Hazeh Ad Sheyihye Echad Mishlosha Devarim Osheyashu Ahotei Bitshuva v'kalehu, v'vatlehu, v'sigufav, o yevatlehu. Shofet tzedek, v'yisurim, umita o yelech, v'gehinom, v'sham yafra. Kovo v'haynu, she'amar kain, Gadol avoni mimsho Upershu chazal Kol haolam Ulo ata sovel yeratza Zanum farnes Leoni kved she'en Ata yakol sovelo Perush leparneso Ad she'ashu V'yata kein Eim kein Hare ze midah Savalanot Yadola she'yazun Umparnes beria Ra'a she'bara Achote Ad she'yashu. The second, who bears iniquity, and behold, this is greater than the previous. As behold, a man does not do an iniquity without creating a destructive spirit, a mashchit, as it is learned in Perkei Avot chapter 4, verse 11. One who transgresses a single iniquity acquires a single prosecutor. And behold, this prosecutor stands in front of the Holy One, blessed be he, and says, X made me. And no creature exists in the world except from the flow of the Holy One, blessed be he. And behold, this destructive spirit that stands in front of the Holy One, blessed be he, from what does he exist? It would be logical that the Holy One, blessed be he, would say, I do not nourish destructive spirits. He should go to the one that made him and be sustained from him. And the destructive spirit would go down immediately and take his soul, excise him, or have him punished according to his punishment, until this destructive spirit is nullified. But the Holy One, blessed be he, does not do this, but he rather bears and tolerates the iniquity. And just as he nourishes and sustains the whole world, so too does he nourish and sustain this destructive spirit, until there be one of three things. Either the sinner repents, and he finishes him, and nullifies him with his mortifications, or that the righteous judge nullifies him with afflictions and death, or that the sinner goes to Gehinnom and he pays his debt there. And that is the meaning of that which Cain said, "Is my iniquity too great to bear?" And the sages, may their memory be blessed, explained it. You tolerate the whole world, meaning nourish and sustain, and my iniquity is too so heavy that you cannot tolerate it, meaning to sustain it until I repent and repair it. If so, behold, this is a great trait of tolerance, that he nourishes and sustains an evil creature that the sinner created until the sinner repents.
Has joined.
Yilmod ha'adam kama tzarich sheyihye savlan lisbol ol haveiro v'ra'otav sheheiria ad shiur kazeh ke'adin ra'ato kayemet shechata negdo. Who is bol adyate kain habero o ad sheit patel me love keote. A person should learn from this how much he needs to be tolerant, to carry the yoke of his fellow and his evils that he did against him, to the measure such that his evil that he sinned against him is still in existence. And he tolerates it until his fellow repairs it, or that it is nullified by itself and similar to it. There is someone who joined us. Does that person have any questions?
Not at this time.
Say again?
I said, not at this time.
Okay.
Thank you, though.
And we just studied the one verse from Tomer Devorah, chapter 1, verse 3. But I'm going to bring some...
Has joined.
Whoever joined, do they have any questions? So we are doing, now we're going to look at on the unique astrological timesheet, the second of the five meditations leading up
to Rosh joined.
Hashanah. Does anybody have any questions? So the Ma meditation is next. Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav. the meditation for the 16th day of Av, which started this evening. Kedoshim Tihiyu, be holy. The Kotzker Rebbe added, Kodem a mensch, unach dem heleg. First be a mensch, and then become holy. Be a mensch. Uvakom se'en anashim ha'shetadal li'odish. In the Mishnah, Hillel declares, in a place where there are no men, strive to be a man. And this is usually taken to mean that when other people are acting in an indifferent or cowardly fashion, one should stand up and be a mature, courageous human being. But it could also mean that one should act as a mensch, a decent person, when there are no others around, in a place where there literally are no men. God may be always watching, but many of us care less for God's good opinion than for that of our neighbors. So we may have to fall back on the old standby, strength of character, the kind of rock-solid soul that would lead one to be heroic, even alone on a desert island. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands in moments of challenge and controversy. The famous quote from Martin Luther King. Rabbi Avraham Twersky writes, in a cheder, the teacher taught the children the halakha, the recommended path that a relative may not testify at a trial. One of the children asked, granted that he cannot testify in favor of the relative, but why is his testimony not acceptable if he testifies against his relative? One of the other children, who later became a great Torah scholar, said, I know why. The Torah says two mentioned will testify. Anyone who testifies against a relative is disqualified, because he is not a mensch. Contemplate. Do you want the judgment of your own actions to be done by the testimony of mention or a normal human being? That's the meditation for today. We're returning now to Tomer Devorah, chapter 1, verse 4. Zo mida gedola shehareen hamchila al yedei shariach ela al yado mamash shel hamakadosh Baruch Hu Kedikiv Kimcha Haslicha Wigomer Umahi Haslicha Shehu Rochetz Ke'awon Kedikiv Im Rachat Adonai Etzoat Benot Zion Wigomer Wakein Ketiv Zarachti Alehem Maim Behorim Wigomer Vahainu Vihover Alpesha Sholeach Meme Rechitza Wiovet Verochet Apesha. The third, and Passover transgression, and this is a great trait, as behold, the pardon is not through an emissary, but rather actually from the Holy One, blessed be he, as it is written. For with you is forgiveness, etc. And what is that forgiveness? That he washes away the transgression, as it is written in Isaiah, when the Lord will have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, etc. And so too it is written in Ezekiel, I will sprinkle upon you pure waters, etc. And this is the meaning of, and passes over transgression. He sends forth waters of washing, and he passes and washes away the transgression. Vehine mamash kidmut zetzarich lihiyod ha'adam shelo yomar v'ki ani metaken ma shefloni kata o hayishpit lo yomar kach shehare adam hote v'hakadosh baruch hu yatmo shelo al yedei shalal liya Matakein et mechuat rerochat soat avono. And behold, just like this likeness must be a person be, just like this likeness must a person be, such that he not say, and shall I fix what X sinned or destroyed? He should not say like this, for behold, a person sins and the Holy One, blessed be he, himself, and not through an emissary, fixes the twisted and washes away the filth of his transgression. Umi kan yitbayesh adam lashuv lachato shechare hamelech V'yatzmo rochetz lichluch v'gadav. And from here, the person will be ashamed to sin again. For behold, the king himself washes the dirt from his clothes. Chapter 1, verse 5. Hine HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitnahek Im Yisrael B'derech Zeh Lo Mar Ma E'eseh Yisrael V'hem Kirova She'er Basar Yesh Li Imachem She'hem Bat Zug L'HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'kore la biti achoti mi kid pershu zal uktiv Yisrael am karovo mamash gurva yesh lo imahem uvanavem v'haynu lisherit nachalato Lachon she'er basar v'sof sof heim nachalato uma umar ima anishyem hare hakev alai. Kediktiv b'kol tziratam lo tzar. Kediktiv b'yelef b'alef lo mar shetaram b'giya lefele ha'elyon b'nekat w'kol shekein Ledu partsufim shebachem Ikar ha'an haga v'karenan v'vav lo tzar ukti v'atik tzar nafshi v'amal Yisrael l'fi she'eino sovel tzaram uklonam mifnei she'em she'ayrit Nahalato. The fourth, to the remnant of his inheritance. Behold, the Holy One, blessed be, he acts with his people in this way, to say, what can I do with Israel, as they are my relatives? Relation of flesh do I have with them, as they are the spouse to the Holy One, blessed be he. And he calls them my daughter, and my sister, my mother, as they may their memory be blessed, explained in Shir HaShirim Rabbah. And it is written in the Psalms 148, Israel his close, Kirovlo nation. He has actual closeness, Kurva, with them, and they are his children. And that is the meaning of the remnant of Sherit, his inheritance. It is an expression of relation, She'ir, of flesh. And in the end, they are his literal inheritance. And what shall I say? If I punish them, behold, the pain is upon me. As it is written in Isaiah, in all their distress, the distress Tsar was to him. And to him, lo, is written with a letter Aleph, to say that their pain reached the highest wonder, the wonder of Pele, being composed of the same letters as the spelling of Aleph, and representing Keter. And all the more so the two faces through which is the central running of the world. But it is written with a letter Vav, to mean that the distress is to him. And it is written in Judges, and his soul could not bear the travail of Israel, as he does not bear their pain and their disgrace, because they are the sherit of his inheritance. Kach, kach ha'adam im haveiro, kol Yisrael heim she'er basar. Eilu imelu bifnei shehan shamot kelu lod yachad yesh bazeh chelek zeh uvazeh chelek zeh ulkach eino dome berubim haosim et hamitzvot V'kav zayin mifnei kezalutam ulkach parshu rebotenu zikronam livracha al hanim t'meh me'asara reishonim v'veit ha'kneset y'afilu me'abayim acharav Mekabel shakar keneged ulam. Mea mamash kemashmao mifne sha'asara. Ein kululim elu ve'elu harehem asara pe'amim. Asara mea v'kol echad mehem galu. Mi mea im kein afilu. Yavo mea hu yesh lo zakar mea. V'kein mitam ze Yisrael arevim. Ze laze mifnei shemamash. Yesh b'kol echad chelek echad mechaveiro ukshechotei Gam, Bogam Atmo, Ufo Gam Allah. Asher Lahava Robo, Nim Tsa Mitsad Hathalek, Ahu Havero. Areva love im kein heim sha'er ze im ze ucha ra'u le'adam li'oto hafetz v'tovato shel haveiro v'eino tova al tovat avaro ukvodo yihye habib. Alav kshelo shaharehu umamash umitam zenitstavidu v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha v'ra'u tzeir tzekavish ishrot aveiro v'lo yedaber big to kill below your set locadere chain hakadosh baru roads a big new tatu below betare new meta akurva ahu low your Ibignut Avero below Bataro Willow the Kalku Love the Era Mimenu Kailu Mamashaya Cherubioto Taar O Bioto Tova. So it is regarding a man with his fellow. All Israel are relations of flesh, though these with those. Since all of their souls are bound together, this one has a share in that, and that one has a share in this. And hence it is not similar when the many do the mitzvot to when they are only done by individuals. And all of this is because of their being bound together. And our rabbis, may their memory be blessed, thus explained about the one who is counted from the first 10 in the synagogue, that even if 100 come after him, he receives the reward that corresponds to all of them. It is actually 100, as per its understanding. Since the 10 are included, these and those, behold, they are 10 times 10, 100. And so each one of them is composed of 100 parts. If so, even if 100 come afterwards, he has the reward of 100. And so for this reason, Israel are guarantors for each other, since each one actually has a part of his fellow. When the one sins, he damages himself, and he damages the part that his fellow has in him. It comes out from the side of that part that his fellow is his guarantor. If so, they are the relation, one of the other. And hence it is fitting that a person be desiring of the good of his fellow, and his eye be good towards the good of his fellow, and that his honor should be as love beloved to him as his own. As he is literally himself. And for this reason, we are given a mitzvah, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And it is fitting that he desire the propriety of his fellow and not speak about his disgrace at all. And he should not want it in the way that the Holy One, blessed be he, does not want our disgrace nor our pain. From the reason of relation. So too should he not want the disgrace of his fellow, nor his pain, nor his corruption, and it should be bad for him on account of his fellow. As if he was actually experienced that pain, or that good for him from that good that he experiences. Does anyone have any questions at this point? Did any of this motivate or prompt some thoughts to ask a question? I would you bid you all Shalom Gadol. Have a beautiful evening. We will have three classes tomorrow. The 11 o'clock West Coast time class is continuing the Sefer Yetzirah classes. At 4:30, we have a deep Zohar. And at 7 o'clock, we will continue with a Zohar class from the Parasha of Ikiv. Shalom Gadol to all. Have a beautiful evening. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol.
Shalom.
Good night.